if he gets a college job. I do think he's good enough, and he's had enough run, and he's such a big name. You're going to see a college like go out and hire Cliff Kingsbury to be a coach.
At least
story
college. Number four.
At least college coach. So, national championship is tonight. I know we have the Grizzlies, and we will be watching the Grizzlies game with Screen 2 on the TCU-Georgia game. Latest odds have actually been going in the Georgia direction from the books that I look at. It went from down to, at least at Betley, which, check out the Betley app, it went down to 13. It's at 13.5 now. College national championship, the last I saw from Betley, had it at 63 now. And they meet tonight in Los Angeles. It's been weird at SoFi. It's at 6:30 in Memphis on ESPN for some of the stuff. There will be pregames, and they're having all sorts of ESPN broadcasts. But the thing that is weird is this. They're not opening the gates to get into SoFi until 2 hours before kickoff. And then you've got Los Angeles traffic. And then you've got the fact that you can't tailgate. And it's in California. Like, California is awesome for weather and all of those reasons. But Southern football fans in California may not be the best thing. So Georgia and a bunch of Georgia fans are going to be there with a bunch of TCU fans. I'll also be interested in seeing what that crowd looks like with TCU in the stands. The favorite has won every title game since 2017 and 6 of 8 overall. TCU went 5-7 last year before they hired Sonny Dykes, and the guy has been a miracle worker. They have this is the 8th straight college football title game with at least one team from the SEC. And I don't think it's going to be any surprise when Georgia comes in there and beats the living crap out of TCU. I hope I'm wrong. Like, I know there's a lot of Frogs fans, including that dude at the church that Jeff wrote about. But, like, I just don't see this being close. And a little trivia time for you.
Okay.
Georgia is vying to become college football's 4th back-to-back national championship. Kirby's looking like a genius, and it looks like it could keep going. First national championship back-to-back since 1980. The question, who are the other 3 that have been back-to-back? And here's a little hint. This comes to us from Axios. 3 different conferences, one of them being the SEC. And you can probably guess the first one rather easily.
Yeah, I'm Alabama.
You got that one. Give yourself a ding. Do we get dings here? I don't know. Did I even put the ding on the screen? I gave you the ding. Okay.
I'm going to say USC.
USC is correct. But USC's participation in 2004 was later vacated, so there's an asterisk with that one.
Did you
look this up?
No.
That's pretty good. Okay.
And then number 3, a different conference than SEC and the Pac-12. Mm-hmm.
It's a Big 12 team. Or no, I'm sorry. It is not Texas.
Oklahoma.
It's actually, no, but you're close to regional. It's actually Nebraska. And this tells you what Nebraska is capable of. Now, I realize they're in the Big Ten now. I said Big 12. At that time, they had been there. But it was in 94 and 95 that Nebraska won back-to-back championships and brought them to Lincoln. And that is what those people in red are hoping for coming up with.
Yeah, right.
You seem cynical.
That thing's done. Yeah, no. They're never getting back to that. Sorry.
Right. Okay.
Sorry, Huskers.
We'll see it tonight on ESPN. Jeff Calkins is next.
WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, celebrating a legacy of sports as the flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers Talk. Always live on the Odyssey app and on smart speakers. Say, play 92.9 ESPN.
Tonight, mainly clear and cold with a low of 40.
Weather brought to you by Total Wine & More. At Total Wine & More, save big on what you love this month with hundreds of deals on amazing wines and spirits. Love what you find at the lowest prices only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly. B21.
This is Gary Parrish, and you've heard me talk about Stacks for a while now. Great breakfast featuring omelets, pancakes, breakfast sandwiches. But don't forget, Stacks is also great for brunch. It has an incredible cocktail menu. So if you haven't been by yet, it's time to stop by. Stacks uses local products for all of its ingredients. It's locally owned and operated. And if you need catering for breakfast or lunch, Stacks can handle that too. There are now 3 locations in the area. Germantown, East Memphis, and South Haven. Got a new location coming soon to Collierville. It's Stacks Pancake Kitchen. It's so flipping good.
If thrilling slot machine action is your game, the all-new Southland Casino Hotel is just the place. With a 2.5 football field-long casino floor, Southland offers the most Buffalo and Dragon Link slot machines in the Mid-South. Our new Buffalo Range section is home to hundreds of the most popular Buffalo slot titles. Plus, we feature Dragon Link, Dragon Cash, and other fiery favorites. With 2,400 machines to choose from, slot some time in your day for Southland. Plan your trip at southlandcasino.com. Must be 21 plus. Play responsibly. For help quitting, call 800-522-4700.
In this market, you'll find Fisher Investments is different than other money managers.
Different how? Aren't we all just looking for the hottest stocks?
Nope. We use diversified strategies to position our clients' portfolios for their long-term goals.
You don't just provide cookie-cutter portfolios?
No, we tailor our clients' portfolios to their goals and needs.
But you still sell investments that generate high commissions for you, right?
No, we don't sell commission-based products. We're a fiduciary, the highest standard of care for a financial advisor. It means we're obligated to act in our clients' best interest.
So when do you make more money? Only when your clients make more money?
Yep, we have one transparent management fee structured so we do better when our clients do better.
Sounds like you really look out for your clients.
We do, because our priority is helping them achieve a comfortable retirement. That might be why most of our clients come from other money managers. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments. Clearly, different money management.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
If you're looking to move out of your parents' place, you could really cut expenses by bundling your car and renter's insurance with Progressive, which is good because your little brother has gotten really territorial. You're blood related. You'd think it would be fine to share food in the fridge. I mean, who writes their name on every individually wrapped slice of cheese, Tyler? Still, you've got to admire the commitment. So bundle your renter's and car insurance with Progressive and use the savings to help you move out and have all the cheese you want. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios, with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by Red River Toyota in Wynn, Arkansas, online at redrivertoyota.com. Now back to Brad and Bennett on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Jeff Calkins is our award-winning columnist for the city, for the Daily Memphian. He's the host of the Jeff Calkins Show every weekday, between the hours of 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. right here on 92.9 FM ESPN, and he visits with us. He's kind enough to join us every weekday afternoon around this time. It's 5:06. Jeff Calkins, how are you, sir?
I'm good.
That's excellent. Do you have three nipples? Is that true or false?
No, not true. No, do not have three
Don't
nipples.
You have some sort of interesting...
Two nipples.
I want to be careful here.
Because, don't have an interesting body? Anything interesting about my body?
I thought I recalled on the air once you saying something about an interesting bodily thing.
No, not really.
Okay.
I have the only interesting things about my body, and if I get caught in a terrible disfiguring accident and you have to identify me, this is taking a weird turn. I don't know how we got here.
No, you brought up having three nipples today on Jason and John.
Well, we were talking about how the three thing was slightly overdone with DeMar Hamlin, although isn't it wonderful news that he's been released from the hospital?
Yes.
But anyway, so, okay, fine. Since you asked, mm-hmm. Here's some of the weird things about me. My left foot, you've heard it.
Yes, I've heard
this. My left foot is bigger than my right foot. Okay. Bennett knows this because my left foot, it's an ascending deal from your little toe to your big toe. Some people, the big toe continues to ascend.
Right.
Some people, the big toe is shorter than the index toe.
Okay.
I have one of each. And so my left foot is a size 12 and my right foot is about a 10 and a half.
Whoa, that's a big
that's
difference.
One thing, okay? Mm-hmm. The second thing is from my bout with leukemia when I was a kid, I have scars. It's a weird conversation.
I have shingles.
I had shingles when I was in third grade. And that's one of the reasons they knew I was sick. And I have scars on my torso from shingles.
Yes.
I also have a little patch at the base of my spine because I got so many shots, spinal taps, all that stuff, that there's a little patch there where they did so many jabbing me as a kid, like bone marrows and wellness stuff. So there's that. And then, let's see, what else? Then my sternum, here's one, sticks out. Some people's sternum goes in, most people do, but some have a sternum that protrudes like a bone. And that's about it, Brad. But thanks for asking.
So
I'm sure that our listeners are fascinated.
Yeah, well, I'm getting texts already about it, so it's breaking some news here.
Weirdnesses of Jeff Calkins. Which one?
The first text came in about the shoe sizes. And the question from listener Taylor.
Is which shoes do you buy?
You can't
buy 10 and a half. You, well, that'd be stupid. You can't buy 10 and a half and be miserable. You buy 12s.
You buy two
12s. And then some people say, do you buy one of each? No, you can't buy. I'm not rich.
Right.
Well, you know, whatever. I can't go buy two sets of shoes unless I found someone who had a size, you know, a size 10 and a half right foot and a size 12 left foot. If I find, hey, if out in the world there, you have a size 12 right foot and a size 10 and a half left foot, let me know. We can get together and figure this thing out.
No, but I do think that there's somebody listening right now that, that has a shoe company that can customize and not screw you so that
it's not that big a deal. It's not that big a deal.
Isn't the right one floppy, though?
I've made it through 61 years having a very breathable right foot, right shoe.
But it's floppy, isn't it, to you? Doesn't it feel floppy?
Doesn't feel floppy.
It doesn't feel floppy? Okay. All right. I'll ask about sports.
Normal.
I'll move along.
Yeah.
Jeff Calkins is with us here on 92.9. Bennett Doyle, Brad Carson in studio. Different voices, by the way. This is week two of what I would call, Jeff, the interim show, because many people have said, what are you going to do from 4 to 6? It is not us. There will be a different show. I think we're trying to figure that plan out. And in the interim, you'll just hear us. You know, we both produced the show, so we felt like it would be familiar. And I'm going to jump into sports with you. How's that? Bills.
Good.
We will ask you about the Bills. Obviously, great news about Damar Hamlin. That's probably just the headline, right? Like, when I watched the game last Monday, and I'm sitting there on my couch, and my son and I are talking about this. First of all, they said that the ratings for that show spiked. In other words, they didn't go down like one might assume, right? They actually went through the roof, because what happens?
No, people tuned on.
Yes.
People like, what's happening? What happened?
Yeah.
A man nearly died on the field?
Mm-hmm.
Let's watch that.
Yeah.
There's no question. That's what happened. It's funny. It was so much of this has been summed up by Josh Allen's face. The moment last Monday when you saw the camera on Josh Allen, you really thought, oh my God, did he die?
Yeah.
Because Josh looked just stricken. Honestly, like nothing I had ever seen on a football field before. And then there was the moment yesterday. My favorite moment from yesterday was honestly, after both kickoffs were returned for the touchdown, mm-hmm. you saw Josh holding his head to his helmet in the universal expression of, I cannot believe what I just saw.
Yeah.
If you could take Joe Bucks, Jack Bucks, I cannot believe what I just saw, and make a gesture that summarizes that, it would be Josh with his hands on his helmet, just like, he wasn't jumping up and down. He wasn't just happy. He was like in utter disbelief that this had just happened in the world of sports. It was, when you think about it, it was literally for the Bills. It was the very next play after Hamlin went down.
It's incredible.
Right?
Yes.
That's the very next football play after Hamlin went down was a kickoff return for a touchdown. And I'm sort of writing a column about it, and I'm worried I'm being a little campy talking about the meaning of sports, et cetera. But it's in the same way that, you know, grit and grind and whatever meant so much to this community, right? Like everything gets summarized about, you know, chip on the shoulder and, you know, Mike playing with a broken face and, you know, undaunted. Buffalo really is, and people sometimes find it hard to believe, Buffalo really is very much like Memphis. Very different in key ways. Demographically, not, you know, quite the same. It's got a little more German, Polish, Italian, Catholic stuff. People who came and went, you know, worked in steel mills. It has a lot more of that. It's probably
it's more Caucasian, Jeff. There's more white people in Buffalo, right?
No, slightly, but not dramatic. Yeah, but Buffalo is also predominantly black city in the city itself. So Buffalo is not some lily white place, and not it's not. You know, it's not Salt Lake City or anything like that.
Right.
But in terms of its people crapping on it all the time, you know, it's very similar.
Mm-hmm.
And so then you have this situation where, let's look at what Buffalo has been through in this last, you know, little bit. There was the grocery store shooting. there was one blizzard, and then there was another blizzard, and in this other blizzard, something like 40 people died in a blizzard. Like, I grew up with blizzards. People, three people might die. You know, one wow. shovel in their snow or something. You have 40 people dying in a blizzard. That's
staggering.
Insane.
Yeah.
And then you have literally one of their players' heart stops on a football field. And so for the very next play to be returned for a touchdown doesn't certainly bring any of those 40 people back. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't cure any of the ills, but it does 100% capture a spirit of resilience and perseverance. And you can throw anything at us that I think Memphians are familiar with, and that it's the, and so when I was watching it, I really feel lucky that I grew up in Buffalo. I feel lucky that I landed in Memphis, because they both have that same kind of spirit to them. And, yeah. and obviously the Hamlin story is universal. It's really not just about Buffalo. The whole country watched it. The whole country, you know, has been following along. But when I was watching, and I was watching my people. And Bennett has family or in-laws from Buffalo. Weren't they moved, Bennett?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, no, definitely. They're all excited. That's what, like, does it kind of make you cringe a little bit, though, that they're becoming, like, America's team? Because you know that this is setting up for letdown,
a loss.
The playoffs.
Mm. Oh, yes. But that's part of it, though. So yeah. Here's the truth. This is the other thing I'm saying in my column. I do want the Bills to win a title. And just like I want the Grizzlies to win a title, just I want the Tiger basketball team to win a title. Like, I want these teams to win a title. But my fundamental thesis is that you are not, as a sports fan, promised title. Now, maybe you, Brad, as a spoiled sports fan of the Cardinals, are. But for most people, you're not promised titles. You're promised moments. And that is, in fact, enough. And if the Bills end up losing to... I'll predict that they will lose. They'll beat the Dolphins and lose to Cincinnati at Buffalo. That would be my prediction in terms of how this goes. I think Cincinnati looks really good right now. And not that the Bills, when healthy, couldn't have beaten them, or not that they might not beat them, but that's, if you're asking me what will happen.
Yeah.
If that happens, that those kickoff returns and this season, 15, 20 years from now, will be remembered just like Chris Douglas Roberts dunking on Kevin Love is remembered in Memphis, which is fondly. And, like, it is in the end, like, when you think about the core four Grizzlies and Mike Conley playing with a broken face and Zebo getting past, the way that it ended doesn't ruin it. The way that it ended, maybe when you're as close as the Tigers does kind of ruin it, but it's still, even then.
Yes.
The reason that people are so happy right now about Joey Dorsey, like, just, I saw Joey Dorsey the other day at the Tigers game, and just seeing Joey Dorsey makes you smile, and it's partly because Joey is sort of this character that he was, but it's partly because he invokes this whole time period. And when I talk, if I mention the Memphis Tigers and that team, you can probably, you know, you remember where you were and who you were sitting with and, like, everything about it. It connects us to people. It connects us to where we grew up. And that is true whether you win a Super Bowl. Maybe you think I'm just, rationalizing the crushing disappointment that inevitably lies ahead for my Bills. But I really do think, just like last year. Last year was horribly disappointing the way they lost to Kansas City.
Yep.
But, you know, crushing New England 49-0 or whatever the hell it was, like, that was a blast.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah.
This whole era. Do I look back at the Buffalo Bills, who lost four straight Super Bowls, and think, boy, that sucked? No. I look back at those Bills and think, my God, that was fun.
Yeah.
And it's too bad they didn't win a Super Bowl, but it was certainly a lot more fun than it was when they were, you know, going 6-10 every year. To me, it's the same thing with the Grizzlies. We are with the Grizzlies right now. We are looking at a spring that could be spectacular. And honestly, you look at the Memphis Tigers, you're looking at, you could go back to the NCAA tournament. And, but Beyonce, they're not probably going to win a title this year. And so what you have to do is don't miss the memories waiting for the parade, because you don't always get a parade, but you do always get the memories. And I can think of, as someone who's been here writing about this for, you know, 30 years in Memphis, I can think of so many of them, even ones that might not seem like they would be that prominent. Like the first time the Tiger football team went to a bowl game in New Orleans, I actually heard Jarvis talking about this. Jarvis was listing off his favorite moments of his career.
Yeah.
And one of them was that game. And you're thinking, what, the New Orleans Bowl? Yes, the New Orleans Bowl.
Yeah.
Absolute blast.
Yeah.
Fantastic to be at a bowl game, to have what felt like the whole city of Memphis in New Orleans. That was awesome. Beating Tennessee for the first time, awesome. Tennessee this year beating Alabama. Like, people, no, it didn't turn, the season didn't turn out in the end the way that Tennessee wanted, or the way as good as it could at one point, or looked like it might be able to. But like that moment,
yes,
you have that moment forever, even if you subsequently got your ass kicked by Georgia, which you did.
Yeah, Jeff, anyway, your thesis is 100% correct. And we're talking to Jeff Calkins here from the Jeff Calkins Show, the Daily Memphian on 92.9. Yeah, Brad and Bennett in studio, and we're talking about, you know, these sports moments versus championships, and talking about this with the Bills in mind, and obviously DeMar Hamlin. But I've lived all over the country, and I can offer a lot of perspective to this too, I think, because as somebody in his mid-40s, you know, I experienced the Cardinals in the 80s. And yeah, the Cardinals, you kind of made the joke, but like in Philadelphia, if you don't win a championship and you're an Eagles fan, that market is one where I can point to where they're real jackasses when they don't. But like in Las Vegas, you know, you go from winning a title to getting beat the next year by Duke. But if I look at the Cardinals, for example, like I don't remember all of these wonderful, and they've won a lot of championships and we all joke about it, but like I remember David Freese hitting a home run in 2011. That wasn't the World Series. You know, that wasn't the final moment, but that's the moment I remember the most from that year in 2011. In Memphis, I remember games from the Tiger football's big run that they just went on, and my son will never forget them. He's 14. And my son is at an age where all he remembers is awesome Tigers football. So, like, here we were talking about it the other day. The two UCLA games, Jake and I were tuned in on, like, a transistor radio feed or some internet feed to hear the UCLA-Memphis game on the road because it wasn't anywhere. And then they came back and they sold out the next year against UCLA, and Jake and I will never forget, you know, Josh Rosen being in the autos, you know, at the Liberty Bowl. Yeah, like, and that was just a game.
Well, and that's the thing, and here's the interesting thing about that moment is there are several things you remember about that moment. One is how you felt, one is how it turned out, everything else. But what you are also, I hear you every moment you talk about this, is you're remembering you and Jake being there. Like,
yes,
that's what you remember, is you and Jake being there. And because that's the other thing. It connects us, these moments connect us to the place. For me, it's where I grew up in Buffalo, but they also connect us to people. And they honestly also then connect us to people, even when those people are gone. Now, the best of all, of course, might be the moments that are also championship.
Like, that helps.
Like,
yeah.
Like, so when you, and like the ultimate is like the Cubs finally winning the World Series, right?
Yeah. It's, or the payoff.
What? Yes. Or the Red Sox when they finally won the World Series.
Like, the Cleveland had moments, that for a while with the Indians. Was it the Indians or the Cavaliers?
Yeah,
LeBron and the Cavaliers, of course, but you know.
Yeah, LeBron and the Cavaliers, exactly. When Cleveland won, when they finally won a title for Cleveland. I was talking over Christmas to, there's a guy who dates my niece, and they have moved. They live together in Massachusetts, and I spent Christmas with them in Connecticut, and I said, "What'll you do if the Bills get to the Super Bowl?" Well, this guy's a big Bills fan. I said, "Will you go back to Buffalo?" Mm-hmm. And he said, 100%. And what's interesting is that he's not going to go back. He's not going to go to the Super Bowl. That's not, he's not going to like, yes, I'm 100% going to go to the Super Bowl. He wants to be with his people, you know, like so in that moment, it would be like, whatever, like if the Grizzlies get to a finals, wanting to be in Memphis to experience it. Now, in that one, it's a little different because the games are in Memphis as well. But I totally get that. Like, I have had that same thought. If the Bills get to the Super Bowl, if the Sabres get to the Stanley Cup playoffs, won't I actually want to be in Buffalo for that, just to be a part of it?
What is the answer to that? Will you want to be in Buffalo if they keep just cruising along?
I think, I mean, I haven't looked at the Grizzlies and the Tigers schedule or what's going on Super Bowl weekend, but I might well fly if they get to the Super Bowl, depending on who they're playing.
Yeah.
Like, if I think they might actually win, I might get my, now we don't have the house there anymore, but I have a sister there, and I might just go, like, I might go to Buffalo.
Nice.
That's what these things do. And so it's, you know, for the Grizzlies, it really is nice. Cause you can, we were talking about this. I was talking about this with Chris Harrington today, is that these Grizzlies give you more highlight moments in a freaking half than that team maybe gave you, the core four gave you, like, over the
several
their
games.
Entire run.
Yeah.
Right? But if you're looking for the kind of searing, I'll remember it forever where I was moments, this brand of the Grizzlies has not yet given you Mike Conley playing with a broken face or Tony Allen diving on the floor saying, you know, all first team, all defense.
Yeah.
Or Shane Battier hitting the three, or it hasn't actually yet given. It will, though. I'm confident they will. And again, like, game in, game out, they give you more thrills. But honestly, for me, this team, if you think about those moments, it might almost be like it was a game. It was Santi Aldama with the dunk in the last year when they was at the Suns. That was when they beat the Suns.
Was that the reverse thing? Like the lob at the rim?
And then the whole team, you know, or the, it might be the night that the ESPN moved here and they beat the Nets without Ja. Like, there is a swagger and a spirit to this team that you
anytime,
know is going to give you.
Yeah, anytime he tries to hammer on a player, too, I mean, that it just, and now he does it so much.
Those are highlight moments, which is totally different. And we get more of those. Like, to me, the best highlight moment maybe was Steven Adams to Ja, length of the court.
Oh, yeah, you know, that was good.
Ja in the air. Like, that was insane. But that doesn't have the same emotional impact as the Mike Conley beating Golden State with a broken face, because that was in the playoffs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, man, I'm glad it's all rainbows and roses surrounding your NFL team. I'm really, I love that for you.
That.
Yeah.
They're doing.
Hey, they fired Todd Downing today.
Hey,
so
let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Do you remember the home run throwback? I bet you remember that moment from your cheating ass perspective.
The Music City Miracle. I'll never forget it.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, it's an ugly
scene.
Tough
day
right
for
now.
Titans, yeah. Jeff. Yeah.
Let me ask you this, though. There was, John was making the, no, Jeffrey, I think, was making the case that for the Titans, you wanted this. You didn't want any illusions, you know?
I completely agree with that. Like, you have to know that it's not working. And if you get to the playoffs again and win the division again, you can convince yourself, dude, I mean, we're winning the division every year. All you got to do is a couple things.
What do you want them to do? That the problem is that they feel a little bit like, it feels very much to me like the Grizzlies did at the end of the core four era. Where it's fine, you can get rid of them, but like, what are you going to do? Now, as it turns out, you know, the Grizzlies just kept hitting draft pick after draft pick.
Yep.
They got lucky. They got Ja. The next thing you know, they turned everything around, but it didn't feel like there was, you can get rid of, Mark and bring in Jonas Valanciunas, and where's that going to get you? But okay, fine. Like, what's it, if you all of a sudden, you know, move on from Tannehill and Derrick Henry and whoever else, this era, you know, you're not poised like Chicago is now, you know, with the number one pick in the draft and a quarterback of the future. At least there you can see the rebuild is underway.
Yeah. I think they will try. I think they won't rebuild like immediately. I think they will try to make one last push at this. I mean, I said to Brad, like, I would definitely kick the tires. I know this sounds stupid, but I would definitely kick the tires on Brady and Aaron Rodgers, you know, and just see what's up with their
coming to Tennessee.
Everybody wants to come. Everybody loves Nashville now.
Who's delusional now?
Aaron Rodgers has a house in Nashville.
Don't start that crap.
No, they're screwed.
Okay. Actually, the reason they wouldn't come isn't because they don't like Nashville. It's because, do you see enough talent on the team? Now, the truth of the matter is, they were so banged up that it's just hard to say how, you know, good or bad they are.
Definitely.
But defense could be credible, right? Defense could be credible.
The defense, when fully healthy, good. Should be borderline good, yes.
Good.
Yes.
Yeah. And so then you say, all right, we'll bring in, I'll play your fantasy here for a minute. Bring in Rodgers or Brady. And
you got Henry on an extension. He'll be, you know, I think you still got another good Henry here.
You got to go get another wide receiver.
You got to do that. That is critical. Yeah. You draft a receiver at 11. Like, yeah, yeah. That's how I could see it happening.
What a mess. What a mess, Bennett.
I can see it.
Yeah, yeah. Yikes. All right, man.
Yeah. All right, Jeff Calkins. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yep, see ya.
All right, that is Jeff Calkins. You can read the column that Jeff is talking about in the Daily Memphian, and you can hear him live tomorrow here at 9 a.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN. It is fun to listen to you guys talk about your favorite football teams because Jeff sort of couches his excitement so that he doesn't, you know, get too riled up. I mean, I have a futures bet that says the Bills are going to win the championship.
No, I know.
This is what he does.
I know many Bills fans. And
subdued.
They are worried about the Bills being America's team right now. I'm just telling you. That is.
What is the problem? What is the problem holding them back right now besides, obviously, a little nicked up?
Expectations.
Like today, people on the radio station were over and over. I kept hearing saying, I don't think the Bills are going to win it now. And I kept thinking, what am I missing?
No, they're the best team. I mean, I think that it's, you know, them, the Chiefs, the Bengals. I think those are kind of the three teams AFC-wise. And then, you know, I think the Eagles, like, if Jalen Hurts is fully healthy and he played in that game, I think that they've got a chance too. So, like, I think there's about four that are right there and have a chance this year. Yeah, I would probably say those four.
What did you think of that the Hines returns? Not just the first one, which was the opening game of, you know, the opening of the game, by the way, with a number 3 stitched on his jersey. But then he does it again later on.
Yeah,
I mean, it was crazy to see that.
And, like, again, their offense is good, their defense is good. Now they got, you know, big special teams plays. Like, they're very dangerous, but again, like I know Bills fans that have been riding with that team for a long time are worried about the expectations.
Do you believe in the three thing? That was the first kickoff return in 3 years and 3 months. They clinched at 3:33. Jeff does not have 3 nipples, but he knows about the threes. Do you believe in that stuff?
No.
Okay.
The answer is no.
All right, so listen, we haven't talked about Memphis football. There was some news over the weekend. We'll just do a quick update on that. We'll get you caught up on the Grizzlies, and pregame is tonight here on 92.9 at 6:30. So catch you up on all those things, plus the national championship game is tonight in college football. Will it be Georgia steamrolling TCU? We'll talk about all that next here on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Football fans, call your own plays during the NFL playoffs with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Because when you bet NFL same-game parlays from now through January 16th, all customers can get up to $100 in free bets, win or lose. All you have to do is place a total of $20 or more on NFL same-game parlay or same-game parlay plus bets during the wildcard round. The more you bet, the more you'll get back in free bets. NFL same-game parlays are the perfect way to combine your bets for a chance at a larger payday. You know the Jaguars beat the Titans this weekend. I'm sad about it, but it's not going to stop me from betting the Jaguars this weekend. And it's so easy to build your own same-game parlay for the wildcard weekend. I think the Jags got a good chance at home this weekend against the Chargers. I might go with a Travis Etienne anytime touchdown. Mix that with Trevor Lawrence over passing yards and Travis Etienne over rushing yards. There you go with a same-game parlay for the wild card round. And you can build your own or choose from one of the popular same-game parlays pre-built for you in FanDuel's top-rated sportsbook app. And if you're new to FanDuel Sportsbook, you can also get up to $100 in free bets, win or lose, when signing up with promo code Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T. That's promo code Bennett. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in Tennessee. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable free bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Max free bet $100. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789.
Roddy gonna lob for Morant. Oh, Morant high in the air.
Tonight, the Memphis Grizzlies go for 7 in a row against the San Antonio Spurs. We'll have the pregame at 6:30 with Jessica Benson. The tip at 7 o'clock with Eric Hasseltine. Spurs Grizzlies on 92.9.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis's Grizzlies station. Yeah.
We're going to get into our routine with Daily Tennessee Jackpot. You got a dollar? Let's have some fun with it. Let's get those numbers going. How many are we picking? And one, and two, and three, and four, and five. Let's go. All of us Tennesseans are having fun now. Let's play and play.
Work out a win with drawings every day when you play Daily Tennessee Jackpot, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Do you have a game plan for a recession? It could be a challenging time, so you need help to make the most of it. Virtually all modern employers rely on IT and cybersecurity talent. Level up your skills with cybersecurity training and tech certifications. Cybersecurity Institute at Lab 4, an accredited nonprofit training provider with over 15 years of experience, can help you transition into the world of cybersecurity. Advance your career with new IT skills through hands-on certification training. Call today at 901-261-111. That's Cybersecurity Institute at Lab 4, 901-261-111.
Hi, I'm Emmitt Smith, Pro Football Hall of Famer and three-time champion. Trust me, I know about joint pain.
Pro Football's all-time leading rusher, Emmitt Smith, talks about chronic joint pain and exciting new regenerative treatments from QC Kinetics.
I know what it's like to fight through pain, but now, you and I, we have help. QC Kinetics.
QC Kinetics is the nation's leader in advanced, all-natural regenerative medicine that can give you lasting relief with no drugs, no downtime, and no surgery. Do you suffer with constant pain from arthritis or injury? Pain in your knees, hips, shoulders, or lower back? Don't assume steroids, pain meds, and surgery are your only options. Regenerative, restorative, natural solutions are now available.
Don't let your joint pain keep you from doing the things you love.
Call QC Kinetics now for a free consultation and learn how regenerative medicine can repair and restore damaged joint tissue.
Make the call to QC Kinetics. Tell them Emmitt Smith sent you.
Call QC Kinetics, 901-445-1010. That's 901-445-1010. 901-445-1010.
I'm Bob Burke, founder and chairman of Burke America Parts Group, a family of brands that includes RepairClinic.com, an appliance and HVAC parts solution company that's grown into an international brand. Before AmericanEagle.com, we partially launched a new technology platform developed by another firm. American Eagle helped take our technology to a whole new level with digital marketing, software development, and business insights into our key markets, appliances, HVAC, and outdoor power equipment, and did so both on time and on budget. AmericanEagle.com has the resources, experience, and talent needed to produce solutions. Our new technology platform developed by AmericanEagle.com has produced tremendous results with higher traffic, conversion, engagement, and online revenue. If you have any home repairs you need to take care of, check us out at RepairClinic.com. If you need a world-class website or technology project, then I would highly recommend AmericanEagle.com.
Call AmericanEagle.com at 773-NETWORK. That's AmericanEagle.com, 773-NETWORK.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios. Back to Brad and Bennett on 92.9 FM ESPN.
5:37 with Brad and Bennett here in studio holding it down. A nice day in Memphis. It was good to see after our freezing our tootsies off over the last couple of weeks. So the latest breaking news into the studio comes to us from our friend DeMichael Cole from the Commercial Appeal. He's on the Grizzlies beat there. According to Taylor Jenkins, he said, hopefully sometime next week, Brandon Clark should be good to go. He's dealing with lingering soreness, according to DeMichael's tweet, and the team wants to be careful with his hip, which is sensible because they've taken a lot of time, whether it's Jaren, whether it's Bane, and you might as well wait it out. But, you know, good news, we're going to have even more reinforcements coming next week with Brandon Clark joining the Grizzlies again.
Good news there, and we didn't talk about this earlier. Good news tonight that Desmond Bane's not on the injury report. This is, I guess they're
He's not listed at all.
Yeah, I guess
there?
They're done with him not playing in back-to-backs with the return from injury. So, I mean, it looks like he's apparently good to go for back-to-backs now.
What's the play schedule? If they listed Ja as, like, questionable?
Yeah, Ja's questionable. Steven Adams is questionable. Laravia's back from the hustle. He's listed as questionable as well. And like I said, Brandon Clark's out tonight. So I think we'll see. I don't think we have an update yet on Ja or Steven Adams.
But I'm not hating on Laravia. Laravia's a G League player. I mean, I think that's where he's going to be. I think Roddy is a rotation player. Am I wrong?
Oh, no. I totally agree with you there. Right now.
So that's the update. So there's a chance we could see what we saw against Utah yesterday. basically.
Yeah, for sure.
Same kind of thing. Okay.
Good news.
All right, so that game is at 6:30 with the pregame tonight on 92.9. You want to tune in for Jessica's pregame. San Antonio is the matchup tonight, and then the tip at 7 o'clock with Eric Hasseltine. So we talked about it before the break here. Memphis has hired a new special teams coach. His name is Chris White. He comes from Buffalo. Seems like a reasonable hire, as reasonable as anybody, as long as you're making changes. And they had hired a new offensive line coach, a dude named who I'd never heard of, Will Friend. Will Friend, of course, worked, I guess, with Mike Bobo. Here's the sad news for Memphis. Mississippi State is hiring Mike Bobo. That's not the story. The story is that Will Friend is not going to take the Memphis job. He's going to go coach the offensive line at Mississippi State. So basically, it's a lot like what happened with Bobby Petrino in Las Vegas, where UNLV grabs him and then an SEC team comes along. In that case, it's Texas A&M and says, hey, Bobby Petrino, you're going to be our offensive coordinator. And before he even coaches a game, he's coaching at Texas A&M. So that is the Tigers news. They've hired Jeff Myers, who is at Iowa State. And as I heard earlier today, I think Giannotto and Jeffrey or Jason and John pointed this out. He didn't have a great run at Iowa State. But I'm willing to accept that sometimes fired coaches can be good coaches. I've never been one of these guys that says, you know, you can get fired at Iowa State and not be great at Memphis. We saw that with Ole Miss and our defensive coordinator a few years ago here at Memphis. So some news from the Memphis Tigers football team. I guess this is what happens when you have just a so-so year. You just sort of shake up your coordinators. And,
yeah,
you know, the sad news, though, was the Caden Prescorn news, who, after saying, yep, I'm staying, he's not staying. He's going to the tight end for Memphis is going to Ole Miss. And the reports I'm hearing is NIL deals. So we're already there, Bennett.
That's how it is these days. Yeah. Apparently
it is sad. We're going to hear that more, though.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to hear it more, and I hate to be the bearer of bad news. And this isn't just Memphis. This is any Mountain West school. This is any of your favorite players that go to SEMO, and there's a likelihood that somebody's going to try to drop a bag on them to go to Mizzou or go to Mississippi State or go to Ole Miss. So this is kind of the way that goes. We're going to talk a little bit about this Consumer Electronics Show. It's going on in Las Vegas. You ever heard about the Consumer Electronics Show, Ben?
No.
So what this is this is the thing that every year, like the techno world, converges on Las Vegas, and it's with cars, it's with your house. Consumer Electronics Show. Anything consumers use. This is where the iPhone probably first showed up. This is where the Ring camera shows up. That apparently I need to get a Ring thing. Do I need to get a Ring camera?
I like having a Ring.
Is there a monthly charge with the Ring camera?
I think you can, but I don't do that. No, I think that's if you want to like have the recordings on your phone. Like I don't have that. But
so
no,
it's pretty cheap if you don't do 24/7. You know who does that on our staff? I don't think he'd mind me saying. Guess which staff member has, like, his place is scoped out like the FBI. Like, you would never want to try to steal from this guy. Over here on our programming side, he's on the music stations.
Oh, Chris Michaels.
Chris Michaels.
Yeah, without question.
Chris Michaels from FM 100. I hope he's listening right now.
Technology guru of the station.
Yes. Yeah. Not only a technology guru, Chris Michaels, and Dan, actually, our boss.
I was literally texting Chris earlier asking him questions about my at-home microphone setup. Yeah.
No, like, yeah. Chris is the guy at your office, and you guys who are listening in your car or at home or wherever at the office still will know one of these guys. He's the guy that gave me my phone internship when I got an iPhone, and I'm like, what's the app for that? And he has an app for everything. And he knew how to run a smartphone like 15 years ago before people knew how to run smartphones. Yep. So this is a thing for, he's not a nerd, but people who are really into this stuff. Here's some of the products that have, now these aren't necessarily all phone or widgets like for your house. One example, Withings. This is a use scan device that attaches to your toilet and analyzes your pee and gives you daily information about your health based on what it analyzes from your urine. Now, one of the problems with the Withings, it's not Whizzings, it's Withings. It's sparking controversy over privacy, because what if you have one of these things at your house strapped on to the inside of your toilet, and then Bennett Doyle comes over and whizzes in my toilet, and I figure out he's got diabetes or like something's really, really up with him. They've actually used similar technology, not the U-scan technology for a single toilet, but like Arizona State, for example. They've done this with when they had COVID, and they would analyze the excrement and the pee coming out of the dorms, and then they would just say, somebody in that dorm has COVID, and they would know that, that is a dorm that they need to isolate.
Oh yeah, they did this in airplanes. They tested like the waste in airplanes and found out that like every airplane is like full of COVID.
Yeah, urine testing is becoming a big thing, and now because of the Consumer Electronics Show, it's come down to the consumer level where you can do it at your private toilet at your house. Any interest?
It sounds like a good way to monitor yourself.
All right, here's another one. Neutrogena and a supplement company, Nourished, have partnered on a line of customized gummies for skin health. They're 3D printed after scanning consumers' faces. So apparently it's some sort of a skin thing that you attach it to your face, you slap it on, and it's like a skin gummy. And by the way, gummies are a big thing now. Like, my wife gave me one of these, legal, by the way, not pot. It wasn't a pot one, but it's got like the
stress reliever.
Yeah. Because during COVID, Jake was doing travel ball and I was stressed out and I hated watching the games. And she's like, take one of these gummies. It'll calm you down watching these games. And I took it and I felt like I was on another planet. Like, it was wild. Gummies are taking off. So apparently it's taken off at the consumer level too. And their skin, Neutrogena, is now doing these skin like things for your face. Delta Airlines will offer its Sky Miles free Wi-Fi on most domestic flights now. That's a nice consumer thing.
I saw this. This is a big story. Yeah.
So that's actually just a new consumer development. Gluckskind announced Ella. This is relevant for you. It's a $3,000 self-driving stroller, Bennett. It drives itself. It sounds mildly terrifying, but Ella moves by itself. If a child isn't inside, it can also play lullabies to your baby or your child.
Pass.
You're not down with this,
dude? No, Ella? I need to control my child's stroller.
Well, you're about to have a baby. What are the technologies in that thing? Because I saw this the other day on Shark Tank. They now have the biodegradable pants for like the diapers now, like all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, we haven't done any of that, but I mean, like the technologies that, like, even since we had our first kid who's about to turn four, I don't know what they're called, but like the things that like rock the baby, like you put
like you just put the kid in it and let it rock it and it gets them to sleep on its own.
Those things have come a long way. They are very impressive these days. Oh no, you ain't seen nothing like the things they got out now.
Well, they'll
like rotate your child like around the room and sing to them and freaking it's insane. I want to sit in it.
Jake had one of those. It didn't do all the things you're saying. It was just a rocker with a chime, but it got so sad though that like that was the only thing we could get him in to sleep. You're about to go into this world, by the way. You need to start buckling up.
Yeah, we just got one of those, like one of those souped up ones. It's gonna be good.
Bennett is about to have another child soon, so you're entering back into this world. Am I telling too much? Final thing here.
Day now.
I know you may not be in here with me, it may be just me. Final thing. Amazon has opened its Ring car cam for pre-order, and the price is $200. It records as you drive, but it also senses a break into your car. And Garmin has debuted, this is a separate device, an always-on dash cam. That one is $400, and it has a $10 a month subscription. Would you pay $10 for an automated camera that's always on your car? Plus the $400 to put the thing in.
I'll pass.
Would you do the Ring car cam for $200, and it records while you're driving and senses break-ins if there's no monthly fee? $200.
I mean, maybe, but like, I don't know how far it's going to get me. Like with the record, I don't know.
I don't know if I would want my wife looking at the video.
I don't want to say too much, but I'll say pass because I don't think it's going to help if my car gets broken into or not.
Mine's not worth that much either, Bennett.
Yeah,
I will say my wife and I are now on because of Jake being 14 and he has a phone. We're on the Life 360 thing. Have you ever had you're not at that age yet? You'll get there one day. Everybody who has Life 360 knows what I'm talking about. We'll do a rewind next and gear up for tonight's Grizzlies game. We got the national championship game and Bennett's big game is next on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Norman, before we start the surgery, I have some bad news.
What is it, doctor?
Well, I never graduated from med school. But the good news is, it's the Xfinity Hello 2023 sale. Now hurry, because new Xfinity customers can get 75 megabit internet for just $20 a month for 1 year with no annual contract. And this will get your heart rate up. When you add Xfinity Mobile, you get the best price for two lines of unlimited.
I gotta get this deal.
Plus, for a limited time, get $500 back with two new mobile lines.
That's amazing, Doc.
I know. I don't want to miss this deal. Let's reschedule.
Doc? Doc?
Drop everything and get to the Xfinity Hello 2023 sale now through January 10th. Go to Xfinity.com/Hello2023, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Restrictions apply. Internet offer requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. After term, regular rates apply. Xfinity Internet required for Xfinity Mobile. Compares Xfinity Unlimited Intro to lowest price 5G plans of top three carriers. Reduce speeds after 20 gigabytes of usage per line. Data thresholds may vary.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. We recently received a call from an injured person who'd hired another law firm. The insurance company had offered them $11,000, but we said, let's take another look. We took the case over and got more than $2 million in court. All law firms are not the same, and just because you already hired a firm, that doesn't mean you can't fire that firm. Luckily, this client did. Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm.
Visit ForThePeople.com for an office near you.
This is Gary Parrish, and you've heard me talk about Dr. Maddie Sadeghi and his staff for years now. They run the Smile Center. It's where my whole family goes. We're fortunate. Our insurance covers it. But Dr. Maddie understands not everybody is fortunate enough to have dental insurance, and that's why he's created the membership plan at the Smile Center. It's an in-office insurance plan for patients who do not have dental insurance. So if you fall under that umbrella, please get in touch with the Smile Center. Dr. Maddie and his entire staff have been vaccinated, so it's a safe environment. The address is 1941 South Germantown Road in Germantown near Saddle Creek, 901-309-1333, online, smilecentermemphis.com.
Being healthy is not about the absence of disease. The World Health Organization would agree with that. I mean, really, who cares if you live 2 years longer if it means 2 years longer in a nursing home? Life for life's sake can't possibly be the point. Breathing in, breathing out, none of us are signing up for that. But what we at Church Health would argue is that being healthy comes down to three things. Having more joy in your life. Now, I don't mean just happiness. I mean real, deep joy that makes our lives rich and full. The second is love. I don't mean just romantic love. I mean love that connects us to other human beings in a way that makes our lives deeply expansive and fully connected to other human beings. And lastly, to be connected to things greater than we are. Now, I would call that God, but there are things in all of our lives greater than we are. So I hope you will think long and hard about how you can be healthy, have more joy in your life, have more love in your life, and find a way that you can be connected to God. This is Dr. Scott Morris for Church Health.
Consumer investigator Andy Wise here. I've covered my share of disasters, and I can tell you the people of ServiceMaster by Cornerstone are the experts when it comes to disaster cleanup. They use all modern methods to repair the damage, be it a home gutted by fire or a five-story commercial building racked by storm damage, with a laser focus on getting your home or commercial building back to normal. ServiceMaster by Cornerstone has the respect of risk insurance adjusters and emergency contractors. It will save your business or home. Make the wise choice for disaster cleanup, ServiceMaster by Cornerstone.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Let me guess. Unknown caller? You could reduce the number of unwanted calls and emails with online privacy protection. The latest innovation from Discover will help regularly remove your personal info, like your name and address, from 10 popular people search websites that could sell your data. And we'll do it for free. Activate in the Discover app. See terms and learn more at discover.com/online privacy protection.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the ServiceMaster by Cornerstone Studios. Back to Brad and Bennett on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Big thanks today to Parth from the Daily Memphian. If I can pronounce his last name, Upadhyaya. Parth is the beat writer for the Memphis Tigers, just a terrific young talent that they've hired. So follow him on Twitter and also check him out in the Daily Memphian. Shout out to Jeff Calkins for his daily segment with us at 5 o'clock. But right now, Bennett, let's rewind.
Now it's the Rewind. Now we
play it back like Rewind.
Brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. Rewind on 92.9.
To reset, by the way, Bennett and I have been holding it down for the last week and a half because Gary's moving on to the Memphis Grizzlies. So if you're wondering what happened, a lot of people are tuning in for the first time. A new job for him. You can hear the podcast. And Bennett, you've done a terrific job sort of holding the fort with me here. So it's good. I actually enjoy these shows, though. It's been fun. But it's a lot of work, but fun. We'll start with the two big games of concern for us tonight. And I'll start with the Grizzlies. The Grizzlies tonight have San Antonio 13-27. They're 14th in the Western Conference. They are in the Tankathon sweepstakes. Memphis 26-13. Currently, I think we're in second. Are we still in second right now?
I believe that's true. I believe Denver still holds that number one spot.
So that is where the standings are. Memphis, a heavy favorite tonight, 12.5. Memphis, Bennett gave us the injury report earlier. The good news is that next week it sounds like Brandon Clark will be rejoining the team. But tonight, based on the questionables and the way this is sort of looking, it looks like the lineup's going to maybe look a little bit like it did last night, Bennett, right? Is that kind of where you're going?
We'll see. I mean, like I said, John Morant, Steven Adams, both questionable tonight. So we'll see how that goes. We probably should get an update here in the next couple minutes.
Pre-game at 6:30 with Jessica Benson and the tip at 7 o'clock here live on 92.9 FM ESPN. Now, quickly before we get to the big game, I will say the big game is probably TCU-Georgia. Georgia looks good. Let's go to the big game. Let's do that.
What's the biggest game tonight? Presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.
All right,
so it is the national championship game tonight. I want to say, though, before I give the pick, we have got to stop playing this thing on Monday night. Like, okay, yeah. I understand, like, you want as many eyeballs on TVs as possible. That's why they do this, right? Like, you want everybody sitting on their couch, watching it on their TV so you can get the big ratings and for your advertisers, obviously. I totally get it. Mm-hmm. So then do it on a Sunday night, because at least you get, because everyone's saying college football is Saturday. Saturday's college football day. You got to do it on Saturdays. I get why they don't do it on Saturdays, but you got to make a compromise, man. If you do it on Sundays, you give people at least, you know, the afternoon to party and get your food and get ready for the, and gather your parties and everything. Yep. This, like, dude, what, I mean, I'm going to the Grizzlies game tonight, but if I wasn't, like, dude, I'd just be going home and, like, chilling by myself watching the game. I mean, you're not going to a college football party tonight.
I don't think this is about the fans anymore. I think this is all about primetime TV slots.
Yeah.
They are not caring about the consumers. That's why they don't open the stands until 2 hours before. That's why they're having this thing at SoFi in Los Angeles. That's why it's starting at 6:30 Memphis time. All this crap. Having said all of that, Big Bet Bennett.
Yes.
Let's go to the game.
Yep. Game tonight, you can watch it on the, TCU versus Georgia. You can watch it on the entire ESPN family of networks,
yep.
I believe. FanDuel has Georgia as a 13.5-point favorite tonight. I'm going to go with TCU to cover the 13.5s. Just because I want to see a good game tonight. I don't want it to be a blowout. So we'll go TCU plus 13.5 tonight.
Max Duggan, you're saying, is the one who covers for you tonight.
Come on, Max. Let's
go. All right,
go.
That sounds good.
Fast forward.
Fast forward.
All right, let's fast forward to tomorrow. Joel Fortenbaum joins us from ESPN. He's like their gambling guru and insider. He's got a new radio show. So Joe Fortenbaum will join us from ESPN. Like to thank Jeff and Parth and listener Will Beasley. My friend Will and his dad, Taylor, are mix it up. Heading down to the Grizzlies game to join you tonight. We'll have the Grizzlies pregame coming up at 6:30. So enjoy that. Enjoy the tip tonight at 7 o'clock, and we'll have the show again tomorrow afternoon with Joe and Jeff. Till tomorrow, turn it up. Have a great night.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, celebrating a legacy of sports as the flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers talk. Always live on the Odyssey app and on smart speakers. Say, play 92.9 ESPN.
BetMGM is offering college football fans a chance to make the championship game more exciting than ever. Just log into your BetMGM account today and place a $25 point spread bet on the final game. You'll receive a $10 site credit to use on college basketball. New to BetMGM? Download the app and sign up now to jump into the action with this special offer. Find out why college sports fans choose the king of sportsbooks during the playoffs and all season long. Make a $25 point spread bet on the college football championship game and get a $10 site credit for college basketball. It's only at BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. You must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Tennessee only. New and existing customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line. 1-800-889-9789. That's 1-800-889-9789.
At Kroger, no matter where you order free pickup, you get the same great deals as you'd get in store.
so you can save when you order during band practice or at the dog park or wherever. Start your cart with the Kroger app and save from wherever today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. $35 order minimum. Restrictions may apply. Subject to availability.
Right now, fresh Kroger 80% lean ground beef is a great deal at only $3.99 a pound with your card. Sold in the 3-pound roll. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Straight Talk Wireless knows there are plenty of reasons you might need a new phone. But switching to a better wireless provider doesn't have to be one of them. Keep your own phone and save when you switch to any Straight Talk Wireless plan, like our $45 Silver Unlimited plan with unlimited high-speed data and 5 gigs of hotspot, plus nationwide 5G. Keep your own phone. Switch to a better wireless plan. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Requires a competitive